Hello, my friends, and welcome to episode number 4 of the Audio Journal with Jason Sism. I am Jason Sism, and I'm here to tell you about the things that are going on in my heart and my life, and just encourage you throughout your day. This is kind of an audio journal format that I hope will be a blessing for you. So here's the thing that I wanted to say, and this is all about mindset. Whatever our mindset is in this life, it is going to determine our outlook on life. It's going to determine where we're going to go next and how we take the things that are thrown our direction and what we do with our thought life. Where do we take our thoughts? How do we allow our thoughts to dictate where we go next? And that's a hard thing sometimes for us to wrap our minds around. I was reminded of a scripture verse this last week, and it said this, and the Lord said to Zerubbabel, "Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord." What a powerful passage of scripture for us to hold on to in this life. Because if we try to do things under our own power or under our own might, sure, there may be times where we succeed and we conquer the world and we have the blessings that fall because we accomplished what we set our mind to. And yes, there is something to be said that what you set your mind to is what you're going to accomplish, and the people that you surround yourself with will help dictate the kind of life that you're going to live, whether it's financial, whether it's mental, whether it's socio-economical, etc. What I'm trying to say is this, that our life is often wrapped up into our own thinking. And the more we try to do things under our own accord or under our own might or under our own power, tend to fail us really when the going gets tough. You know, there's that old saying, when the going get tough, the tough get going, right? Well, no, not necessarily. You know, when the going get tough, the tough get going. But it's really, when the going gets tough, the weak turn to the Lord. Not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. So when we put our thoughts and we put our mindset and we put our own ambitions and we lay them down at the foot of the cross and we say, Jesus, I can't do this on my own. I need you. I just suffered a bummer at work. I am working on something new, which I won't get into on this podcast, maybe in another episode. But in other words, I'm needing to take some exams, take some tests to be able to get licensed to do what it is that I'm wanting to do. And I came up short when I was at the testing center. And I walked away with this feeling of defeat, feeling of frustration, feeling of, God, I just don't understand why. I've worked hard. I've studied hard. I've done everything that I have set out to do. And yet I still came up short. I came up empty-handed. And so I begin again, and I go tackling, this process again so that I can retake this exam. And to say that I have felt defeated and frustrated and like, my goodness, this is so much harder than what I mean, I knew it was going to be hard, but so much harder than what I thought it was going to be. The Lord gave me this verse, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. In other words, I am above and not beneath. I am the head and not the tail. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. In other words, I put on the mind of Christ. I put on the helmet of salvation to guard my thoughts. Jesus said that we are to keep our eyes on the things above. And, you know, we are to make sure that we set our sights on God, not set our sights on the earthly things, the things of this world. And it doesn't matter if you're writing a book. It doesn't matter if you are taking an exam. You're studying in school. It doesn't matter if you are going through a hardship at work. All that counts, all that matters, is where's your mindset at? Put on the full armor of God to resist the temptation. Put on the helmet of salvation, because the helmet of salvation protects your mind, your thoughts, your emotions. And when we protect our thoughts, our mind, our will, our emotions, boy, something just gravitates our heart towards God. In other words, take every thought captive. Maybe you're feeling like a failure today. Maybe you feel that everything you've set your mind to isn't going to amount to anything. But I'm here to tell you that it doesn't matter what you think is going to happen next in this life. I want you to know that this life is only temporary. This life is not the end-all be-all. And that's why it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. In other words, we put all our thoughts, our ambitions, our hopes, our dreams on Jesus. And He takes care of the rest, regardless if we succeed or if we fail. Because if we keep our hope and our trust and our allegiance with Jesus, and we put those thoughts on the things above and not the things of this world, it doesn't matter what happens in this world, because we will be standing upon a firm foundation. I had lunch with a good friend of mine by the name of Ken Roberts, and he's a mentor of mine. He's a good friend of mine. And, you know, one of the things he said, often when we go through periods of change in our life, we are shaking the structure in which we've built. And a structure on top of a foundation is only as strong as how deep that foundation goes. And so when it feels like our whole world is shaking because of change or because of decisions that we've made or because of failures or because of we just don't know what the future holds, and we really don't know what the future holds. The thing is, we may feel like the foundation is shaking, but the thing is, the structure is only as strong as how deep your foundation is below the surface. You know, you can't see below the ground level. You can't see below the water level. So how deep is your foundation? And if your foundation is on what you have built, then yeah, your foundation is going to crack and the structure will come tumbling down. It's like, you know, the story that Jesus told of the man who built his house upon the sand. The winds came and the rains came and it washed his house out. You know, it's that old song. And the rains came down and the floods came up. Rains came down and the floods came up. It destroyed his house. But there's the man who built his house upon the rock. Our foundation should not be upon what we have built, but our foundation is built upon what Jesus has built. And if we put our firm foundation upon the rock that is our salvation, the rock in which we derive our hope from, boy, it's going to be strong when those winds come and the floods come. because our structure may be shaken, but our foundation is strong. We may see cracks in our structure, but if the foundation is strong, cracks can be repaired with a little bit of mud, a little bit of tape, and a little bit of paint. Scarring still may be there, or whatever it is you're going through still may be there, but you know that you are strong in where you're planted. My daughter and I are listening to The Horse and His Boy, which is part of the Chronicles of Narnia. And it's the third book in the series that C.S. Lewis wrote, in timeline order anyway. It's one of the last stories he wrote, but in timeline order, it's the third book in the series. And it's the story of young Shasta, who goes on his grand adventure. And, you know, it's his horse, Bree, and he meets up with Aramis and her horse. I can't remember the horse's name right now, but... And, well, Shasta gets separated from them, and over the course of the story, he's chased by this lion, a roaring lion, and he's, you know, Aramis is scratched by the lion, and, you know, there's a cat that sleeps with him to comfort him when he's scared one night, and he keeps finding these lions, and he's alone, and he's feeling like he's a failure. He feels like the life is stacked against him. And he starts crying out to the world, or whatever is going to listen in the world. And he says, "Why is my life like this?" And there's a voice that comes behind him. And says, "You're not alone, Shasta." And he says, "Yeah, but, you know, I've seen four lions and I don't want to see another one again. And you know, all these bad things have happened to me." And he goes, "I am that lion. I was the lion that drove away the jackals at night. I'm the lion that was the cat. I was the cat that slept against your back to keep you warm and keep you safe in the middle of the night. I'm the lion that, when all of these things were happening, have driven you to move from where you were to where I want you to go." And Shasta's like, "Who are you?" And this lion said, "Myself. I am myself." It's the same thing that happened to Moses at the burning bush. Moses asked God, "Who are you?" And he says, "I am that I am. I am everything you need in the moments that you need me. I am who I am in those times when things are going well. I am who I am in the times when things are not going well. I am who I am." And when we put our hope and our trust and our faith in Jesus, it's never going to shake that structure. And so for myself, and, you know, these little reminders keep popping up because, you know, I've made some major shifts and changes in my life, which, you know, I'll share, you know, in the future here on this podcast. But I wanted to say that, you know, I've made some changes in my life where I felt like the grace flow of God was being turned off in one area of life and moving me into a new season of life. And as I moved into a new season of life, it obviously presents a whole new set of challenges. And it doesn't mean that life is going to be easy, but when you're in the will of God, when you're doing the things that God has called you to do, boy, you are strengthened and you are encouraged, and life is more than just a series of happenstances. The Bible says the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And when we take those steps and we say, "God, thank you. Thank you for everything," we can believe that it is God who's going to be by our side. So I hope that is encouraging to you today. So take that as an encouragement as you move forward and what God has for you. If you want to find more about me, go to my website, jbsism.com, and click work with me. I'd love to have a conversation with you and see if we would be good to work together. God bless.